Morning, Joe. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you.
Looking forward to seeing Eduardo back in action. We're only a couple of days away now. The final field's been set. It's mouth-watering, as we would expect for a race worth $2.5 million like the TJ. How is your boy? Is he going just as well as he was his last couple of runs?
Yeah, I believe he is. Yeah, I'm really happy with him. So he's had a obviously had a very good prep so far, but he's generally been a horse who's, or certainly the last preparation, he built into the preparation and got better. And, you know, I would think Matt Dimuvi would argue while he went very well first up, he went equally or better second up, and I'm expecting some more improvement coming into Saturday.
The track at this stage at Randwick is rain affected. I'm not sure what the forecast is for the next couple of days. We know he flies on wet, but he beat Nature Strip first up on a good track. What would you say is the perfect track condition? What would you like on Saturday for Eduardo?
Look, I don't think it matters too much to him. It probably matters to a few of the others a bit more than him, and I think Nature Strip's probably the same. I don't think it's a big deal, a wet track for either. Now, it's a 9. They've given it out as this morning. We've got some nice weather. We've got a day of, I think, late 20s today, maybe nearly 30 tomorrow. I couldn't see it getting better than a 7. If it is, it would only be on the better side of a 7, I'd say. Now, that's pretty much what he raced on in the Galaxy, where he went really well, so I'm happy.
You've drawn 8 of 12. Nature Strip's on your inside. You hit the paint and you never were seen in the Galaxy last start. Prior to that, you went to the front. Nature Strip made a mid-race move and actually took over. How do you see the race panning out on Saturday? Would you like to cross Nature Strip? Would you be happy to sit off him?
I think we can do either and potentially win. So, and that's the good thing about this horse. He's got, he is versatile and adaptable. Whereas I think Nature Strip's pretty much only got one way he can win. And when you watch his replays at Randwick, he's a bit of a bully at Randwick. And if he doesn't get his way, he's quite vulnerable. So we've got to take his way away from him. So, you know, whether that means crossing him, that's going to depend on how we begin or when we put some pressure on him. But he won't be going around unopposed.
Is he a better horse when he's on the rail? Gee, he ran brilliantly last start, Eduardo.
Yeah, he did. Maybe even a better question for Nash. I don't think it matters to him too much. He set outside lead successfully in the past. He's got some pretty big runs in his career sitting out, So, no, look, I don't think it's vital to him. And the thing about Saturday is the rail might not be the place to be either, come race 8. So, as I say, that adaptability is going to be one of his big weapons on Saturday.
What about a strong 1,200 up against the elite level, maybe on a rain-affected track? He's been brilliant 2 times in on the 1,000, the 1,100. You're confident he can stretch it out to the 12?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't think 12 was being a problem. I think maybe a lot of people just remembering the Everest, but we've just got to wipe that. It's his only disappointing run here in Sydney, and it was just it wasn't about the distance; it was about the tempo. And now 1,200, I think, would really suit him because he would just get an easier tempo and in front or outside lead wherever he end up. And then I'd love to try him at some point. And I will, I'm sure. 1,300, 1,400 metres. Again, we would just get to control things and then kick away because I couldn't see why he wouldn't run further. He's very, very relaxed.
Is he getting better since he's come to your stable? Is he continuing to improve?
Yeah, I think he is. Probably better people to answer that question than myself. I'm seeing improvement in him, but in terms of quantifying his race day ability, I think, as I say, there's probably better judges of that around than me, but I mean, he's broken a track record first up and smashed him in a Group 1 second up. It's pretty fair form. You know, if he was going better before, I'm not sure when.
How excited are you for Saturday? We love the build up. You're not scared to make a definitive statement. We got Nature Strip, Bivouac, Masked Crusader, the new kid on the block, and the fillies down the bottom, September run. How big is Saturday for you?
No, it's huge, and I'm passionate about my racing. I think it's a great race to be part of. My horse is going, I think better than anything in the race. Just need a little bit of luck on the day, and I think he can get the job done for us. He's in fantastic order, so really looking forward to it. And it's a great day's racing, and I think this is probably for mine the best race on the card, not just because I'm involved in it, but just because of the depth of it.
Yeah, it's going to be a mouth-watering clash. You've got a little nerve settler as well. Oh, it's not actually. It's race 10. You could be celebrating by the time. You could be celebrating by the time Perfect Radiance goes around. Only just joined your stable. What have you made of Perfect Radiance?
She's a lovely big filly. Yeah, she's by Schnitzel, but you wouldn't know looking at her, you know, because some of them can be sort of smaller, compact types. She's actually got a fair bit of scope about her, and I think she's going to be better as she gets over further, but very good pedigree all round. Lovely, big, strong filly, and she'll run well.
Excellent. Did you put the hand up a few times over the last few days?
No, out of my price range, those ones. So, yes, average of 370. I'm not even sure I've ever bought one for that much. So, no, we're just battlers up here at Pride Racing, but we punch above our weight. We do that pretty proudly, and, I'll end up with a few of those Easter yearlings in a year's time, I suppose. Second hand.
Yeah, well, you've got the form on the board for the battlers. You may be taking home the $2.5 million TJ on Saturday. Best of luck, Joe.
Great. Thanks very much.